And believe it or not, school is quickly approaching.
I don't want to think about it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not even in school and it gives me the Sunday scaries.
Yeah, my son's like, Dad, we don't talk about school yet. But we are talking school today, specifically the Clover School District. Our good friend Stephanie Knott with the Clover School District is here. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
You guys are already getting ready for the first day of school.
We are. You know, as a 12-month employee, people sometimes will ask, are you off for the summer? And it's like, no, I do work year-round. But in addition to that, because Clover Schools are opening three new schools on August 3rd, things are busier than ever.
Whoa!
Including, obviously, the biggest one being a new high school. And this is a big deal because this is a long time coming, something that Clover has gone back and forth, gosh, for the past decade. But it's finally here, Lake Wylie High School opening up.
It is. You know, we're sort of in that phase of final touches, polishing things up, punch lists, inspections, making sure those elevators work, things like that. You know, we've been taking deliveries of equipment and materials for months, but the furniture is, for the most part, in and assembled and getting placed in classrooms. Yesterday was moving day before the school year ended. Teachers boxed up all the materials that they need to take if they have been transferred to a new school. So we had work crews yesterday putting those on trucks and just putting them in storage. We don't have a certificate of occupancy for the two of those three new schools. Of course, we can get into the former ninth grade campus now, Roosevelt Middle School. But things can be taken there and they can be stored. In the coming weeks, we'll see the delivery of library books to create the collections in those three buildings. And then, of course, right around the corner as well will be an opportunity for folks to get into those buildings. We will hold, you know, meet the teacher nights. And I think our goal at this point is to get in and get that school year started. But we will have special dedication and ribbon cutting ceremonies on all three of those campuses in the fall.
So this has truly been an exceptional summer. You mentioned a high school. What are the other two schools that are going to be new this year?
Certainly. On the same property as Lake Wylie High School is Liberty Hill Elementary School. Mm-hmm. And then we have converted our former ninth grade campus, which sits there in front of Clover High mm-hmm. School, to become Roosevelt Middle School. Okay. So we moved to eight elementary schools, three middle schools, and two high schools. And I have to tell you, too, you were asking about Lake Wylie, but yesterday I went out and snapped some pictures of moving day because they were moving a lot of things from the ninth grade campus to Lake Wylie High School. A lot of those teachers are making that change. And then, of course, had to get that out so that the teachers coming from the middle schools to become the Roosevelt faculty can get their things in. But the sports practices, of course, are going on for Lake Wylie. So it was kind of cool to walk out there and see for the first time, my eyes laying on. I've seen the uniforms, but to see kids in the practice uniforms in that light blue and gold carrying those helmets and going out to the practice field. So
light blue and gold yes. are going to be the colors of the new high school.
Correct.
Yeah. I remember Catawba Ridge and Fort Mill, how exciting that was to not only just choose the colors, but also the names. And it's a lot. It's a lot that's going to be showtime come this school year.
Absolutely, and we can't wait.
I personally am a big fan of the mascot, the choice, the Chargers, you know, because I feel like it's, you don't see, you know, that's a mascot you don't see very often. You know, there's tons of Tigers and Trojans and that type of stuff, but very rarely do you see the Chargers. And to me, I'm sure that this had the colors, maybe color scheme with it. It's very similar to the Los Angeles Chargers color scheme with the gold and blue. So uniforms look great. I know the coaches are excited of whether it's the football team, basketball team, baseball team, and I guess your entire coaching staff is filled pretty much now.
It is. So that is a monumental undertaking
yes.
for our athletic director, Stephen Peeler, and company.
You mentioned the library. I'm just curious, how do you determine which books to buy for the library?
That's a great question. There is a national publishing company that will do recommended lists for collections.
Thank goodness.
And that's a place to start. You don't necessarily, you know, get everything that's on their list, or you want to review it. And if there are things that, that you don't like or that you think are a better fit for your community and your kids, you have the opportunity, of course, to do that. But that's where we've started. The media specialists at the three schools have had an opportunity to put in that work. And I mean, again, it's monumental. We have something we've called the opening of schools playbook that we've been working.
It's probably like this big.
Well, it's actually not a literal playbook. It's in software. It's project management software that, that we've purchased as a district. And there is an area for communications, for operations, for instruction, for student support services, human resources, all of those areas that make up the superintendent's cabinet. And everyone has, you know, a lot of things to do, but everything from, you know, every beaker and test tube that you need for a science lab to all of that athletic equipment, you know, a huge shopping list as a part of, and again, transferring equipment. Like if you don't need as much at Clover High School because you have a smaller enrollment, then in some instances, things like textbooks or other equipment is also being shared or transferred.
Right, before we fast, we've got the first day of school. Let's take a step back. Got a lot of summer activities happening in the Clover School District.
We do. That week before school opens is going to be a marathon for all of us. But on Monday, July 27th, we will have our convocation. That's the first day our staff is back to work for the new school year. And we always celebrate that with a district-wide gathering at Clover School District Auditorium. We set the tone and a theme for the year. We announce our District Teacher of the Year. And what's going to be fun about this one is it's going to be the first time that we see staff members representing Liberty Hill and Roosevelt Middle School. It's the first time we're going to have two marching bands performing. So they know the same spirit song, so they're going to come together and play those before the program itself begins. We will have the inaugural performance of the fight song for Lake Wylie High School.
Love it.
And as is always our tradition, we will begin the program with the playing of the Clover High School fight song.
And this is what's the date on that again?
It is Monday, July 27th.
So 1 week prior to the start of school.
Correct.
There you go.
And then on
when it feels real.
It will be very real. That show is my responsibility, so it will be very real that day. In addition to that, on the 29th and the 30th, I believe that's the Wednesday and Thursday, we have Meet the Teacher Nights. One of those days has been designated for the elementary schools, another for the high schools, and schools will reach out to parents with the specific times. We just do a secondary one day, elementary another day, so we don't have any overlap for families that might have multiple children in the district. And then we wrap up the week on Friday, July 31st, with our Back to School Bash. And that will be at Clover High School for the first time. It's been at Memorial Stadium in the past. Last year, we got rained out and moved into what used to be known as Blue Eagle Academy. But Clover High School is celebrating its 50th anniversary in its current location and will have a year-long celebration of its own for that reason. So we're going to kick off that event. We have great support from our faith community and nonprofits. Students who need shoes can be fitted for shoes thanks to the Greater Things Ministry. Local barbers and hairstylists are there to do haircuts. The Greater Things Ministry also partners with several churches and businesses in our community to provide students with backpacks and school supplies. And then there are just other nonprofits in the community sharing information about their resources for families so they know what's available out there should they need it or want to access it.
You crossed your T's and dotted your I's.